Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. Remember, this is your wellness radio for both Mexicali and El Centro Valley. I'm Maria Wyatt, your host, and my co-host is Scott Dudley. Just a little reminder, it's World Mental Health Day, October the 9th, and Behavioral Health will be celebrating on October the 9th.
Thursday, October the 9th.
Yes, correct. From 1 to 4, correct?
Right.
And it's at the Children's Outpatient Clinic.
202 North 8th Street, El Centro.
Yes. And we'll have a lot of information, on the assist, which we're talking about today. We're going to have information on mental health, on alcohol and drug. We're going to also have presentations, I think, on evidence-based programs that we're offering at Behavioral Health for both children and adolescents and adults. So, again, this is your wellness radio, and our email is wellnessradio@co.imperial.ca.us. And if you've missed the first part of this show, you can always access it at kxoradio.com, and you can look at all the podcasts.
So you throw those questions at us. We'll make sure Natalia gets them and answers them in her spare time.
Yes. And this is, again, our last month. This month, September, we've been talking about suicide prevention and recovery month for alcohol and drug. It is recovery month and also suicide prevention month.
And today's show features applied suicide intervention skills training, a.k.a. ASSIST. And we are pleased to be joined by Natalia Rodriguez Flores, MFT. It's your name. I didn't pick it. I just rolled your R.
Do a good job, Scott.
Marriage and family therapist intern, program supervisor, and certified ASSIST trainer. Welcome back, Natalie.
Thank you.
You know, one of the things that Behavioral Health does is that all of the staff get trained in ASSIST. All the staff get trained in Safe Talk. All of the staff gets trained in CPR. All of our staff also get trained in nonviolent crisis intervention. And what else?
Mental health first aid.
And mental health first aid, too. Yes. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, and people with thoughts of suicide aren't limited to people with mental health problems.
Exactly.
But certainly, if you have mental health problems, you may be at a higher risk.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we were going to go through the model and kind of talk about how we teach people mm-hmm. to work with people who are having thoughts of suicide.
Mm-hmm. You know, just a clarification, the ASSIST model, is that only for just mental health staff, or can it be anybody in the community?
It can be anyone in the community that can. Like I mentioned earlier, we have other agencies that have participated. Okay. I'm not sure if there's been other. It's been open to the community.
Some individuals have come in. Mm-hmm. Some nonprofits, so volunteer agencies.
Mm-hmm.
And if any agency hearing the show today is interested in getting a trained for applied suicide intervention skills training, okay. I guess since you said it, we're stuck now. Contacting Behavioral Health and mm-hmm. asking for the Staff Development Unit would begin to hook that up.
Mm-hmm.
We do these trainings regularly.
Yeah, they're regular, but the number is limited.
Yes.
So you've got a model. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not just... Maybe that's part of the safety and comfort, as you were suggesting earlier, that if you've got a model for helping to manage an intervention... That provides kind of the structure and support that both the person at risk and the caregiver need to kind of work through whatever issues come up.
Throughout the model, yes.
So mm-hmm. we'll introduce us to the model.
Okay. So there's the three phases of the model. So the first part is connecting with suicide. And then the next part is understanding the choices related to suicide. And the last part is safety. The safety framework and contracting for that. Each portion or phase of the model has different tasks that the caregiver is doing for the individual who's at risk. So, for example, in the first part, we were talking earlier about exploring invitations. Mm-hmm. So in that section, they explore these statements or feelings or behaviors that are obvious, you know, or even not as obvious to the caregiver.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.